So what I'd like to do this morning is maybe change your minds to why we're fasting today and to understand what we should be concentrating on. And when you're not sitting and learning Torah today and you have your long break, what should a person be working on? So first of all, I know this is obvious, but I'll just restate the obvious in the beautiful slichos that we said today. I think one of the slichos that, you know, is definitely meaningful. We know exactly what happened today on this day of Shavuot B'Tammuz. And the question that I'm going to ask today doesn't only apply to Shavuot B'Tammuz, but what is the point in general of fast days? The Shulchan Aruch passing the Tov Kuf Mem Tes Chayavim L'Sanus B'Shavuot B'Tammuz Mepnei Dvorim Ha'iru Bahem. The Gemara in Tanis tells us on Daf Chavav Amud Beis the five things that happen on this day. Nishtavru Aluchos, Botel HaTomid. The most famous, if you will, was the surrounding of the Ear of Yerushalayim, which led up, of course, to the 3 weeks of the siege of Yerushalayim, which led to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Sorof et HaTorah, the burning of the Torah by Apustamus. Ha'emid Selim Behechel. This is what the Gemara tells us were what happened on this day. Why this is a little bit more interesting than the usual fast day, it's because of the number of things, although there are through history a lot of things that happen on fast days, but generally the commemoration, if it's a Sarah Batavis, so you know, if it's some Gedal, you know. What I want to try to elaborate on is a piece that's all found in the writings of Rav Soloveitchik, and to me meant a lot in my understanding of what we should be concentrating on. The paradigm, the assumption that one would make is that today's fast day is the beginning of the Nevelos for Zecher L'Chorban, and therefore what I should be thinking about is my Zecher L'Chorban. And I think that that's a notable, laudable reason. Yes, sir. The siege was longer, but we draw it out to correct.
But it was longer than it was over a year.
I believe so. Yeah.
And we only do it.
Zecher, in general, by a lot of different things, is that some of the things that we mention is actually, I'm intellectually dishonest, happened really on the ninth of Teves. The ninth of Tammuz. And that's one thing that's actually discussed as well, why exactly we commemorate. So we know this is not so surprising to us, that a lot of times we couple everything together. We know that on the ninth of Tammuz, some of the things that we mentioned happen. The Gemara says in the Shulchan Aruch Tov Kuf Mem Tes Sif Beis Af Agav Dechsiv Bakura Bachodesh Harevi Itisha Lachodesh was really when they recover the ear. So even though that was true, Ein Metanim Batisha Bo Ela B'Yud Zayin. Nesha Afal Pisha Berushona Kavu Batisha O Bo Kavan She Bishnia. The second Beis HaMikdash Hagvu B'Yud Zayin. So it doesn't work out exactly perfectly, right? So it's just an important point. This is all a commemoration. We'll read the Rambam in a moment. The Rambam says, we'll read the Rambam in a moment. stop. But just to answer your question, a lot of these things did not necessarily happen, especially again, the first base of Middash was a different time than the second base of Middash. The whole logic here is a very, very scary, if you will, that Tisha B'Av happened twice to the same base of Middash on the same day. Is a scary thing. Yeah. Yeah. The that being said, the actual Ikra burning happened on the 10th. So the famous reason why we're going to be fasting on Tisha B'Av, although this year on the 10th of Av, and that is that because when the Bnei Yisrael saw that the Beis HaMikdash was being destroyed, there was actually a little bit of Nechama. It's a very strange day. Tisha B'Av in itself, it should be to everybody, a very strange day in the sense of it starts with a very, very, very sad point. And then all of a sudden Chatzos comes, and a lot of the Minhagim, not a lot, but some, total Minhagim, not the actual Chamesh Enuyim, are lessened. We start to get up from our sitting on the floor, we put tefillin on, we put the paruchas back on. And that is that there is a little bit of Nachama, we say Nachamu, but there's no mention of Nachamu before, is because of the fact that Rabbeinu Shalom decided to take out his wrath, not on the physical Jewish people, but on Eitzim V'Avanim. So that is a Nachama. But as you said, it is one of a commemoration as well. It's interesting, the Shibudi Aleket has a an idea of why Dafka the second, and there's a mimer that's written, I don't know who he is, Hagoyin Rav Shmuel Tuvia Stern, Shabir Tam de Hechmir Bechor Ben Sheni Mishal Rishon, Ha'ol Lachor Kedushas Bayis Rishon, Haita Gedola Mishal Sheni, Ki Berishon Haita Shoras Hashchina. So he asks, why isn't the fast day on the 9th of Av, on the 9th of, sorry, Tammuz? So it'll be a month, instead of 3 weeks, there'll be a month of, we know it is the 3 weeks, it'll be called the month, the 4 weeks. What's the big deal? And don't we know that the people used to cry when the Beis HaMikdash was rebuilt the second time, said this is nothing like the first, the Shechina is not the same. Where's the Aron, the Urim Metumim, Melech V'Navi? Elo B'Emesh Sheish Binyan Bayis Sheini Mishum? The tachumim of the Rishon be'etzem binu shel sheni. The ultimate nechama was what? Okay, it's not the same, but you at least built the bayis sheni. And we have no nechama today because we have no bayis shlishi. Okay. The Rambam Shita that says kedusha Rishon, kedusha l'shata, kedusha l'asid lavo, l'abata kedusha Eretz Yisrael. In any case, my Ikkar discussion today, this morning, once is about what we're fasting about. The Rambam Hilchos Tanis in Perek Hay says the following lashon: Yesham yomim shekol Yisrael mitadim bahem bibnei hatzora sheiru bahem kedei laorer haluvavot uviftorach darchei atshuva v'hayaze zikaron limaseinu haraim. Today, as the pasuk says, et onam et avon avonasam. So, what is the Rambam saying over here? The Rambam is saying that Yomim Eilu Shemistanim Bahem Shavasa Ratamos Al Mipnei Shetzor Shiyu Bahem La'oyre Levos Loftoch Da'achei Tshuva. So if I was to ask you, based on this Rambam, what is the point of today's fast day? What would you answer me, Yoni? What is the point of today's fast day, according to the Rambam's Lashon? Come on, guys. Let's go. It's a fast day. Wake up. What? No, you're not listening, clearly not listening. Come be with us. I'm going to repeat the Rambam again. Yesh sham yomim shekol Yisrael misanim bahem, mipnei hatzora sheira bahem. There are certain days, like the days that we know that we have to fast, that the Rabbeinu Sholem puts upon us. She'iru b'hem k'dei la'or l'vavos l'vtork t'achri ha'tshuva v'hi yezezi karo l'maseinu arayim u'masei avoseinu shayak u'maseinu ata. What is the point of today's fast day?
Tshuva.
Doesn't say anything about avelos. The Rambam's lashon is the point of the four fast days of Tzom Gedalia, Asar B'Tavis, Yudzayim B'Tamas, and Tisha B'Av, is L'Arer L'Vavos to do tshuva. Mashmois, Pashtus, the reason why we have the Sar of the Avelis of the Chorban Habayis is to do tshuva today. Salvation develops this idea based on the Rambam. And he says there is a misconception. And the misconception is that we think that today's a day. I mean, I'll try to learn out that okay, Hainuhach, we could do both. But today's a day to mourn the Beis Hamikdash. But we didn't have it. In fact, that's, you know, in a lot of camps, that's what they spend their day on. Let's the project of the Beis Hamikdash. I get it. But Rav Salvejik said no. The Iker, and I'll prove this to you. We said something this morning called Slichos. Slichus Iker is tshuva. We say Dirshu Hashem Bihimotza. Our Iker is what? Dirshu Hashem Bihimotza. We'll say it in Mincha. Vayichal Moshe. It's about tshuva. Right? You want to say Tisha B'Av morning is a little bit different. The different creates of Torah will point that out. But it would mean that what you're concentrating today on what I should be doing, it should be tshuva. Should be your own day of personal tshuva. Obviously similar to the ultimate fast that we know about as Yom Kippur. The Chasam Sofer has a beautiful idea. If you look at this passage in Or Chaim, so there the Chasam Sofer comments, I think in Siman Reish Ches, and he says, how can this be? Halo ikur yomim eilu avelos. Lachein mash mekitzas. He says, and we learn this out based on the Gemara in Megillah. Ka'omar, ted ba'af, shachal b'shabas, ma'achrim, v'lo mekadmin. This year, when Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos, this year, when Yudzayin B'Tamuz is on Shabbos, why is the fast day not on Thursday? Anybody know why?
Because we don't precede Koreanos.
Very good.
Something that's morning. It's a bad,
right.
Bad thing.
So when you have something that's bad, that's what I always learned. So you don't do it earlier, you do it later. So he says, the Chasam Sofer. No. If the Iker was tshuva, that's not true. We, in our mindset, say Pranius is Ovelus. If we're mourning for something, so you don't start the mourning earlier, you would delay the mourning if you have to. But when it comes to tshuva, if the real reason was tshuva, so why not start the tshuva earlier? What's the difference what day you start the tshuva? If I'm four times a year dedicating time, and this is different, by the way, for Tanis Esther, which is a very unique fast day that is different than all others, because it's a Tanishal Simcha. So if I'm dedicating a day four times a year towards tshuva, honestly, it doesn't really matter so much when that day is. Today is not the day of the things that we mentioned that happened, for sure not. So why not do it on Thursday for Chasam Sofer? You're correct in what the Gemara is lashon. Akdume pranayusa lo mekadmina. Devadai uktume tshuva zrizu maktimim. So it must be that what? The ikur is avelos. This is the Chasam Sofer's lashon. And the Ran in Perek Beis in Tanis says, Shadal tzomas heim la'avel v'lo l'tfilo l'zaka. The Chasam Sofer continues, but we'll stop here. Rav Sternbuch writes in the Sefer Moedim Uzmanim in Chelek Zayin Simon Reish Mem Dalet, He said, Yitzod HaShomos HuTshuva. Everybody knows the Lashon of Rav Sternbach Shlita. So Rav Sternbach always goes in the Kibun of the Rambam, which is really the Kibun of his Rebbe, the Brisker Rav, which is the Kibun of his ancestors, the Gra. He says, take the Rashi, the Rambam and face value. The Rambam... Excuse me. So, Rav Sternbach writes that the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tefillah, we quoted Hilchos Tanis, the following thing. This is in Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Yud Ches. V'tishabav korim b'shachris ki solid banim u'v'mincha korim v'yichal Moshe kishar yimei hatanis u'v'shar tani yoshanu misanim al mashi iru lavosenu korim b'shachris u'mincha parshas v'yichal u'v'tanish egoizu natsiba v'mnei atzoris. So you read something else. So says Rav Sternbach, Harei Chazinon, Shedvorim Shirak Tan Sibur Gazru Mipnei Hatsur Shikur Bam Chuva. Hakorim Bahem Brachas of Kolos Orer as Amlik Serva Chuva. Abal Dal Somois Enubne Achuva Achen Korim Bahem Vaichal. The Yesh Tumal Harambam Shesoyser Divrei Atzma Masha Kosov Be Tanish Shedal Somos Hebnei Achuva. So Rav Sternbach wants to have a fun time being a brisker and interpreting the two Rambams. Our first Rambam that we read says that the whole reason of the fast days is lo ores halavavos uliftoyach darchei atshuva. But in the Rambam, in his, the tefillos that we say on this day, makes a distinction, first of all, in Tisha B'Av, where you don't read Vayichal and Shachris, Kisol is Banim. Uvishar Taniya, Sha'anu Mitanim, Al Mashi Iru Laviseinu. And what happened to them? Which is interesting, right? Because you can look at Vayichal in two ways. You can look at Vayichal as the Ikra Parsha of Tshuva, right? Hashem, Hashem, Kalachem, Lachanan. Or it all stemmed from Bechet Ego. The reason why we have the four fast days is stems from the belligerence of Bnei Yisrael when it came to the Dalet Sukkah. And that's the way Rav Sternbach wants to interpret it. When the Gemara in Tana speaks about the fast days because of no rain or other Taniyos that were established for the Tzibor, that was Tshuva. When the Gemara in Tana speaks about that we don't have, if we didn't have rain, Rachman al-Islan in Eretz Yisrael, what was the reason for that? So generally the reason was quite simple. It was a fact that we didn't deserve the continents of the Rabbanu Shem, the bracha of Hashem, and therefore we did need to do tshuva to bring the rain back. Rain signified parnasa. But says Rav Sternbach, that has nothing to do with the fast days. Fast days remind us of Shemashi Ira Bahem. Just like on Tisha B'Av we read Kisolid Banim, so too Vayichal reminds us of where it all started from, the Chet Ego. In my very small mind, I would have interpreted this totally differently, right? What would I say? I would say, this is Kaftel V'Ferach. It's correct. I can't answer Tisha B'Av as well. But all the other fast days seemingly make a lot of sense. Those are fast that the Ikar is Tshuva. I think that obviously, if I may point out, that Tisha B'Av itself has to do with Tshuva as well. That's why you read Vayichal. But maybe the morning of Tisha B'Av, the concentration is the Avelus part. I mean, that is what we're spending our whole morning doing when it comes to the kinos that we say, and the Eicha that we read at night. And then there's a new focus again, this is my own idea. There's a new focus once Chatzos comes. Again, let's remind ourselves. If we believe that the whole Tisha B'Av starts off with this scary reenactment of what is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam going to do with us, we're there, they're at the gates,
is the Rabbanu Shalom going to punish us for the terrible sins that we've done? Whether it's the sinas chinam or the gimel averus shachamura bahem. So what happens? We go ahead and we say, oh no, oh no, oh, the Rabbanu Shalom destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. As sad as that is, and as much avelus as we have for the fact we have no Beis HaMikdash, we have no Hashrar Shashchina, we're missing Koinu Ba'avadosam Liv Duchanam, there is an aspect of Nechama that it was only on that building and we're still around and we can still have our connection with Hashem. So then Chatzos comes and we say, okay, now let's do tshuva for that. We did the avelus already. Obviously, the avelus applies, the major forms of avelus apply. But I think there's a dual aspect. Whereas when it comes to Shavasar Batamas and Asar Batavis and Sub Gedalia, the Iker is tshuva. It's a time to concentrate on tshuva. So say Chaim has a similar piece where he discusses these dual aspects of avelus and tshuva. A person could just argue that there's Sveidinim here, that every fast day has in it both avelus and tshuva. Why? Because really, if you're looking at the yesod of the tshuva I should be doing, so there are two types of tshuvas that you can do. Right? A person wants to do tshuva. How do you do tshuva? So you can do tshuva by opening up your notebook, right, and saying, here we go, September 12th, I wronged this person. September 13th, I dined without kavanah. And you go through the sins that you did, and you do tshuva on your sins. We should be zeicher that, you know, we have such a book, and we only do once in a day. But, or what? You say, okay, I can't work on everything. What should I work on? So today being a fast day, so I would say, if I have to work on tshuva, I have an idea. Work on the tshuva that's going to bring back the Beis HaMikdash. So it's really a dual aspect of both avelus and tshuva. What is the avelus over? So let's take the second Beis HaMikdash. What is the most famous? Sinas Chinam. So I would say to work on Sinas Chinam, I'm going to do tshuva on my working on Ahavas Chinam. How can I do that? How am I going to do tshuva for it? How am I going to run? Right? It's quite interesting. I once had a business dealing that went very sour, and unfortunately the company owed me a lot of money. And it was on the 9 days that I contacted the person who owed me the money, and they said, listen, this is the time. You might think, why am I not calling you an Erev Yom Kippur and saying, no, it's a Seres Bei Tshuva. Now's the time. You owed me this money. Return the money. I timed it out. Also because it was earlier. So I said, it's the 9 days. You want to be misaking something? You want to do tshuva for the Korban Beis HaMikdash? You've said, this tremendous, I hate you. This tremendous sin is chinam now. I hate a fellow Jew. You want to be talking that? It worked, by the way. I got the money. I mean, not what I wanted, but I got some of it. So, I think that maybe there's a dual aspect anyway. And maybe dafku the Rambam, quote unquote, soser each other, because there are two aspects of tshuva here. There's an aspect of tshuva. Today is a day of tshuva. A lot of times we make a confusion, and this happens all the time, and it bothers the heck out of me, where, let's say for argument's sake, you guys probably don't understand what I'm talking about. You'll have two guys, three guys, they're just sleeping in their beds all day. And what's their taina? It's a fast day. I know I need to fast, so I'm going to sleep all day. And we all have this conflict, whether we're joking about it or not, but you know, come 1:30 today, I don't know, you're technically off from 1:30 until you daven Ma'ariv tonight. So the question is, what do you do? So most people in their mind say, it's a fast day, I have to sleep. I mean, what are we talking about here? I need to sleep. So, well, then what are you fasting for? What's the point? What's the point of fasting? If you think that the point of a fast, if you want to tie it to me, Yom Kippur, okay, Yom Kippur, I get it. Yom Kippur, we know, if a person has a choice, he doesn't know, he can't fast. So either he has to break his fast, he's that sick, Pekuach Nefesh sick, or he davens, so he's got no choice, he has to fast. Fasting is more important. Not Bach, you have a woman, this happens, you know, unfortunately, she's pregnant, she's nursing, and the fast is so difficult for her, which makes sense. So we tell her it's better than if you not to go to davening and concentrate on fasting, sleep. That's different, the fast. But here, what have we done? We're going to sleep all day. So that, what tshuva am I doing? And to explain this idea, we could extend, I think, the first idea that I said, that when it comes to rain, so we know that rain is an ikar of tshuva, because a person has to look lechapes hasiba alma olama bahatzar hazov. Right? We don't like to do this either. But imagine if every tzara that befell the nation, instead of checking our mezuzahs, we were to check ourselves. I know we mentioned this already. But if something happened, you know, you have a Rahman al-Sana community that has a tremendous tragedy. Right? Something happens within a specific community. So oftentimes the shul will, they don't know, you know, how to respond to this. So it's a tremendous tragedy in some community. So the rabbi will write an email and he'll say, okay, you know, we're all obviously aware it happened to our community. Sometimes Rahman al-Sana, you know, it happened twice, the same type of thing. So we're going to have a Yom Iyun. Whatever. We're going to have, whatever, sometimes a fasting. But the real inyan, when it came to the Gemara and Tanis, and when it didn't rain, a person was supposed to say, why didn't it rain? It's because of me. It's a kind of a funny statement. It's not because of Klal Yisrael. It's easier. Klal Yisrael. It's because of me. I did something wrong to cause the entire tzibur. There's a beautiful mimer. I forgot where it's written. It's a famous piece, because I know it. So it's famous now. That talks about that, why shouldn't you talk during davening? I forget, I can't remember where it is. Why shouldn't you talk during davening? So we all assume it's just not nice to talk during davening. Push it, don't talk during davening. Says something else. You know why you don't talk during davening? Because if you are talking during davening, the entire tzibur is affected by that. Because you are one person, but your tefillos are more. Forget about the 10 people. There's 100 people in the minyan. You say, well, who cares about mine? So there's 99 people davening. I'm not davening. I'm talking during davening. He says, no. By you talking, you're a pagam on the entire tzibur. The tefillos go up, these beautiful tefillos of this guy, that guy, and then Hashem looks at it and goes, I know, but that one guy was talking, so he obviously doesn't care, and he's part of the tzibur. You have to care about yourself. But sometimes you care about yourself. And say, why did Hashem destroy the Beis HaMikdash? It's because of me. I need to do personal tshuva. That's a general idea one could argue only applies to personal fast days or public fast days because of something that happened to the community, like it not raining. But one could argue that when it comes to the other four fast days, there's no chiddush over here. The chitayim are the same. What's the tikkun of the tshuva that I'm doing on this day is, well, let's look at why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Yeah.
They say that every day that the Beis HaMikdash isn't rebuilt, it's like it was destroyed.
Correct.
So it's like as if like it's a continuous.
Right, but here the Shaila is like a lumdish, right? You really got a lot of hisoyrus from my words. And now you say, that's it, we're going to daven mincha, and after mincha, I'm going to do tshuva. So, okay, what tshuva should you do? So maybe, according to Rav Sturbach, the tshuva I should be doing is what happened. Quote unquote, this is what he writes. That happened recently. This is not Rav Sturbach, this is an interpretation of Rav Sturbach. Nothing happened recently that caused the Beis HaMikdash to be destroyed. Why? Because it was destroyed already. So you can't tell me, Rabbi, that because I forgot to say Birchas HaMazon last night, or because I cursed last night in my bunk, or because I came to davening late, that's why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. That makes no sense. It's just not logical. You want to tell me there's something called Sinas Chinam? Okay, that'll work on. There's something called whatever. Shlosh Aveiros HaChamuras B'Yoser. Okay? But I don't have to look at my own Maisim. I have to look at it in order to be attacking those things that cause the Beis HaMikdash to be destroyed. Aval, lo nechadish dover tzarech livdoch lechapes bo. Lachein korim vayichal. Chal again is a throwback to what we did wrong. And when it comes to Atanis, that's different. When it comes to Atanis because of Yisra'ira bo tzara beklal Yisrael, like a fast day for, that's personal. The visa, we can say that the ikur of the four fast days is what happened to Yisra'ira bo la'avoseinu. And there's no steer in the Rambam. Because we need tshuva dafka. We need tshuva dafka. But the tshuva, what did I do? But the tshuva, thank you. But the tshuva is different. Because the tshuva is not a steer in the Rambam. The tshuva is on what happened. Today is the day of tshuva. Everybody agrees with that. Ah, but it's a tshuva on the avelos of the day. Okay? And therefore the Rambam is not a steer. If a person has a tzara to his community, right? There's a typhoon in his own town. There's an earthquake. And the rabbi says, no, we gotta do tshuva. We're gonna have a public fast day just for our town. Says this interpretation would say, that's when you look at your own personal problems. But on a fast day, you look at the cloud's problem and how that personally affects me. But today's not a day to concentrate on, you know, the fact I forgot the bench last night. It's not today. So clearly one could disagree with this logic and say, you know, there's nothing wrong with doing tshuva today. It's between me doing my personal tshuva and me watching Chucky. So, you know, somebody could do tshuva. But I think that there is a dual aspect here. And I think, yeah, there's nothing wrong. You know, we have so much tshuva to do anyway. So let's look at a day of tshuva. It's not just a day of avelos. That's definitely, I think, definitely true. And finally, I just wanted to quote the Shem Shmuel. Shem Shmuel writes Parshas Devarim. Of course, the parsha that's always read before Tisha B'Av. Ha'alolo mar chidish nifla. Ha'avelos, he writes, Einam elakelim lachil bahem oirus gedolos ki kapara gedola v'rotzon Hashem la'amo hanirza. Again, the fast days, the avelos, is a kli in order to take out the great light. And this is his goyden aloshon. Shamati biyuchud Mi Avi Moiri Admor Zatzal, talking about the Avnei Nezer, of course. Bi Inyan Hatzoymois Al Pima Shehigid Hakodesh Harabi Mi Voloshin. So he heard directly from Chaim Voloshin the pasuk that says in Nochum and Perek Aleph, Lo Takum Pa'amayim Sara. Kikol hanisim shenase li Yisrael nase roshim ba'oisel zman. When the Baruch Hashem did a nase for Klal Yisrael, the nisim were felt by that generation. Whether it was Kriyas Yamsuf or it was 1967, the general population felt something different was happening. As I told you, I think over Shabbos, we said, when my parents experienced, you know, 1967, they tell me that there was a euphoria that the times of Mashiach must be here because of the Nisim and the Flos that they outwardly saw. U'b'chol shona shemagia hazman hazeh mit'orer harnesh b'tzad ma ke'inyon ha'pesach v'shah ha'moidas. Why is it that when it comes to Pesach, what do we say? You have to be part of the Nes ki'ilu, the Rambam's Lashon, that it happened to you, huh? Shenasaboy Mitzrayim, right? I would say the Sfaradim take this to the nth degree. Sfaradim have a minhag to, you know, to wear slave clothing and beat each other up and do all these things. But that's what the Seder is about. Let's remember the Nisim and the Flois that Rabbeinu Shalom do, because Hashem doesn't just stop doing Nisim and the Flois. It's for Chol Adaros, and we have a mitzvah. There's a bracha that you say, Shei Rabbeinu b'makom hazeh. There are people who have personal yomtivs. And on those yomtivs, they remind themselves of the amazing events that happen. This was the day I was saved, so-and-so. You know, grandchildren, you're here today. These amazing trips. Sometimes you see a video of a grandfather who takes his grandchildren and they go to the place he was saved from the Nazis. And he says, this is this precise place. Ach, however, when it comes to Tzaras, Rachmana Litzlan, lo, nishar mihem roshem bezman, v'zeh lo tokum pa'mayim tzara. The pasuk says, lo tokum pa'mayim tzara, shemin ha'tzara eino nishar roshem bezman, l'pam, acheret. When Hashem does a tzara, it doesn't have that roshem, you know, this can happen again. This is what he writes. So, if that's true, the good question is, thank you, Rabbi Hartstein, let's go to the dining room now and get some food. I just said, the Sagachover tightens up the pasuk in Nochem that says, lo tokum pamayim tzara, this isn't a nes, this is a tzara. So there's no reason to commemorate the tzara. No? Oh. So it must be that on these specific tzaras that fell Klal Yisrael, there was a kapara, hayalem kapara avon, ad shenaaseh nirtzoyim liavim shebashamayim. So this idea is beautiful from a Tuvia friend who writes this Moedim Simcha, says the following. The Gemara says in Yuma Dafna and Dalet Amid Beis, Kishanichnu Nachem Lahechel Roy Kfuvim Amurim Zebazeh Ve'af Sheshman Shein Oysim Ritzoyno Shal Makom Hafchu Peneim. Very strange Gemara, but the Goyim knew. They knew the other Gemara in Baba Basra and Daf Sam Techs. Tzadik Tes says that the Kruvim were miraculous in the Nisan that they performed because you were able to tell when God was mad at you because they would turn against each other. And when they came in to burn the Beis HaMikdash, what happened? They were facing each other. Ay, how can that be? Mikol Makom Az Hayu Ma'orim Mechemash Shena Asim Az Ritzonim. The Ratzu Mizeh. What happened? Nisharim Menu Rishima LeDorot B'Chol Shana B'Chol Zman Avol Yadua SheB'Chol Zeh U'Le'Orech He'Evin Ma HaShamayim Tzrichim Lamata Ma'isish Hayaklei Le V'Kamosha Nishama Shemin Hel Yoinim I'Efshala Li'Yos Lamata Bilti Guf And came Taknu Atzoma She'Yu Kalim La'Achil Et Ha Ritzui the Aurot Mi Ainj Az Hatzarot Hayu Kalim the Ritzui. So the Avelus is a Kli. It becomes a utensil for us to take out the good from it. Right? And everybody, you know, on Tisha B'Av likes to quote this Gemara. Because the ultimate Nechama is that Hashem did not take out his vengeance on Klal Yisrael. And there isn't a museum in the world called, you know, the Jew. This is what they were. This was their Beis HaMikdash. And even in the times of the Chorban HaBayis, there was no such in the times of the Holocaust they wanted to do such a thing. They still didn't. We need a Kli to remind yourself of the Nisim the Flois that Rabbeinu Shalom wants to do for us. And that's really the point of the fast day according to the Sagachover. So let's summarize, finish this important point. There are three possibilities of what a fast day is about. One is a day of Avelus. It's a day of Avelus. Shkoich. Cry. Think about what it is not to have a Beis HaMikdash. What it means. The second aspect is, no, that's not true. It's not true. It's a day of tshuva. Tshuva, mamash tshuva, done. Shabbat tshuva. The third aspect, I'm going to add a fourth. The third aspect is it's both. This sits most well with me. The chiddush of Soloveitchik, if you will, and the stira in the Rambams, according to the Moedim Mizvanim, is not a stira, a although he leaves it as a stira. It's not a stira, because it's both. Today is the day of tshuva, but tshuva on avelos. Why was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed? Let me work on that. Let me work on my sinas chinam. It should be avos chinam. Let me work on areas of arayos that I could be better in. V'chulu v'chulu. And the last idea, which is, I think, Hainu Hach, the same idea, but a fourth idea, if you will, is of the Shem Yishumo. Nisim v'neflois, we remember all the time, Kamosha Arul Avosenu, we talk about it all the time. This happened to me, I'm having this, this is a, it's a simcha. But these are the kelim. These days are kelim for us to get the orot, to start the process of the nisim v'neflois that will happen to it. Within Chorban, by the way, there was nisim, as we know. But the reason why it's not stam and deva velos of no commemoration is because it's to remind ourselves of what we are and what we should be. And how to grow from that. And that's a life lesson. I'll just end off with my musar for you for the day. The life lesson is that how do we take what happens to us and kind of move with it to the next level? And say, well, how do I learn from this? Two people can look at the same type of situation as we saw in Parshas Balak, as we see in the Parsha of the Meraglim, as we see with Korach, and finally as we see in this week's Parsha with Pinchas, and act on it in different ways and see the positive. You know, it was good that this sorrow happened to me. It really strengthened me in this way. I'll just give you my final example. Out of the 8 years that we've the zchus of living in Eretz Yisrael, we've always commemorated Yud Gimel Ba'av as a very special day. Yud Gimel Ba'av is the day that we made Aliyah. And after being married for 10 years, it was found to be a very special day. That was for you, yeah. That was for you. I just hit the top of the thing. The question is, what do you do with such a day? We made Aliyah. How many thousands of people, how many hundreds of thousands of people made Aliyah? How many millions of people made Aliyah? Big deal. It's a day for a yontif. It's a day that we celebrate by, I said today, this year is the hardest year because I'll be here. It's a little bit more difficult. We say, oh, here's our celebration of Aliyah. So, what? For a party. What's a party? What's a point of a Sudas Hoda? What do you think? Right. Person, Rahman al-Islam, was sick. And he wants to make a big party. Makes a big party. And you're all excited. Everybody comes to the party. And he gets up there and he speaks. And he says, you know, I was very sick. I almost died. So I wanted to make a party. You might ask, what am I making a party for? What's the party for? So obviously, you know, it's Hodat Hashem. But it's more than Hodat Hashem. The Mizmor L'Soida that we say every morning was to remind ourselves of the Korban Toda that was brought when somebody had a great thing happen to them, a great miracle. And there would be an extraordinarily difficult amount of bread that would have to be eaten. Impossible amount. You had to invite people to come to your Korban Toba, the gathering, because you wanted to tell them the story. Because in Judaism, there's no history. It's something to grow from. The Ribbono Shel Olam destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, I grow from that. How do I bring back the Beis HaMikdash? A person has a schus of moving to Eretz Yisrael. How do you grow upon that? Why do you have a Sudas Hoda? Because what else are we doing to do that? What else are we doing? Are we recognizing every year how fortunate we are to live in the land of Israel? Are we giving howl of the Hodah to Hashem that we're able to live in such an amazing land? Where we give praise to the Ribbono Shel Olam on Yom Ha'atzmaut, when we celebrate Yom Ha'atzmaut and you say howl on Yom Ha'atzmaut, what are you saying howl over? Because God gave us in 1948? No! Because He continues to give us. And it's a land that is so fruitful and is fulfilling the Rabbanu Shalom's prophecy of the end of days when the Mashiach will come. You don't see that, you got a problem. If part of your thinking, your thoughts on a fast day is not about what is going on in the world and saying, wow, do we need a base in English more than ever? Obama, okay, now Clinton, now Trump. I don't know what to make of this. Terrorist attacks every single week in another European country. We need Mashiach more than ever. But there's a tshuva we have to do. And there's not a commemoration, but there's taking what happened and saying, well, how do I work on that? That's the idea behind this.